KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In state news, authorities in central Iowa say they've uncovered a massive collection of photographs and videos showing nude female juveniles, and they believe they were amassed over several years by high school students. The State Division of Criminal Investigation said Tuesday that a system of storage accounts was discovered after a male juvenile was accused in August of trying to extort sexual photographs and sexual acts from a female juvenile. The male faces an extortion charge. Authorities say online-based storage accounts with nude photographs and videos had been under the control of numerous current and former high school students in the Boone area. The accounts have since been secured. Authorities are working to identify the individuals in the photographs and videos. They call it an active investigation, and additional charges are possible. Well, last night, Republican Governor Terry Branstad and Democratic challenger Jack Hatch met in Sioux City for their third and final televised debate. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The hour-long event gave Hatch's low-budget campaign perhaps its final chance to make an impression with voters. Hatch came out swinging, criticizing Branstad's priority of cutting property taxes and questioning Branstad's job creation claims.
We can't afford four more years of Terry Branstad and his promises kept or broken.
Branstad dismissed what he referred to as Hatch's wild accusation.
And the state of Iowa's on the right track.
Hatch said it's time to cut income taxes for middle-class Iowans.
You know, we've done a lot for corporations. We haven't done very much for the people who work for them. And that's going to be my focus in the next 4 years.
Branstad defended the bill he signed, which has begun reducing commercial and industrial property taxes.
And I've had people all over Iowa say, thank you for doing something that was promised for 30 years, and you finally delivered. The Iowa commercial property tax, industrial property tax is going down.
The debate was broadcast live on KTIV television and KSCJ radio and co-sponsored by the Sioux City Journal and the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
Two members of Iowa's congressional delegation say America needs to do more to seal off its borders to protect residents from the spread of Ebola. Senator Chuck Grassley says President Obama needs to wise up and take action, while Congressman Steve King says he'll propose legislation next month that would bar all flights into the U.S. from places like Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea.
We need to stop the flights that are coming in from the Ebola parts of the world. Let's get a handle on this. Let's understand it before we make mistakes that cannot be resolved.
Concerns are mounting after a nurse who cared for an Ebola patient in Texas was diagnosed with a potentially deadly virus, and another one was announced this morning, even though all precautions were supposedly taken to prevent the spread of the disease. King says broader restrictions on travel may be warranted.
Not only do we have flights coming in from places like Liberia, but we also have people coming from Liberia into places like down into Central America, and then where they can travel up through Central America, through Mexico, and into the United States.
King, a Republican, says the Centers for Disease Control Director Thomas Frieden is more concerned about politics than he is our nation's health.
I have lost a lot of confidence in him. When you have someone who is supposed to be giving us clear, concise, objective medical information, and instead he gives us political answers. We don't need PC out of the CDC.
Senator Grassley, also a Republican, said he would absolutely support King's measure when Congress returns from recess, but he says it may not be necessary.
I would hope that Congressman King doesn't have to introduce his legislation, because I hope the president's going to wise up and take action that he has the authority to do. The State Department, Homeland Security have the authority to do it.
An Omaha hospital is treating its second Ebola patient at a special vial containment unit, only one of four in the entire country. The virus has killed more than 4,000 people during its latest outbreak, most of them in West Africa. New rules for monitoring the state's large-scale livestock confinements have cleared a legislative committee and will go into effect October 22nd. The rules implement an agreement between the state of Iowa and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, so the state will continue to monitor how livestock operations in Iowa are complying with clean water standards. State officials have promised to inspect some 8,000 operations once every 5 years. Iowa Department of Natural Resources attorney Randy Clark says they'll have to pick up the pace to meet that goal.
And as I recall, overall, our annual report, we were slightly less than the 20% for the first year, but we anticipate that in the future years, we'll catch up.
Clark told Sheree Mortiz, a member of the Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, says there have been 55 manure spills in the past year in Iowa, and only 11 operators have been fined.
Because the DNR is satisfied with desktop inspections for the majority of operators, as opposed to real on-site inspections, compliance is generally voluntary.
Larry Ginter, a farmer from Rhodes, is among the Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement members who complained to legislators on Tuesday.
We're not getting justice out here in the countryside.
Legislators on the Administrative Rules Review Committee accused Ginter and others of engaging in a political theater. The activists, in turn, accused state officials of adopting tepid regulation of factory farms that they say are polluting the state's lakes and rivers with manure. Elsewhere in the news, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says DeSoto and Boyer Chute National Wildlife Refuges will close this weekend for deer hunts. All refuge roads and nature trails will be closed beyond the visitor center on Saturday and Sunday to ensure public safety. Only the visitor center will remain open. The refuge allows hunts in cooperation with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission as a way to control the deer population. Also, DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge will close entirely, including the visitor center, on Monday for repairs to the Tour Road Loop. DeSoto and Boyer Chute National Wildlife Refuges sit north of Omaha along U.S. Highway 30 between Missouri Valley and along U.S. Highway 75 near Fort Calhoun, Nebraska. Iowa State Transportation Commission has approved more than $5.5 million in funding for 12 projects included in the State Recreational Trails Program. The commission Tuesday approved more than $224,400 for the Coon Rapids Connector Trail Underpass near Coon Rapids and $700,000 for the Pottawatomie County Trail Phase 1 project. The State Recreational Trails Program was created in 1988 with the purpose of developing and maintaining recreational trails and trail-related facilities for both motorized and non-motorized trail users. The funding was made available to cities, counties, state agencies, local governments, and nonprofit organizations through an annual application-based program. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.